Wow. That's all I can say about this freaking trailer. Oh man. I'm just gonna keep gushing if we don't move on. So hello, Nerdy Legion. Format slightly adjusted for this episode because E3 is happening, and that is where most of the nerdy news is coming from. There is some stuff in the periphery, so we will cover our regular sections as well, but I'm throwing gaming into this episode, which normally is only on the Generally Nerdy YouTube channel. But again, it would be like a 3-minute episode if I didn't include the gaming section. And E3, who doesn't want to hear about all of the awesomeness that has been going on for the last couple of days out there at E3. So, all of that being said, I, as usual, am Dustin. The show is Comic Talk Headlines. The channel is Comic Talk Today, right here on NerdyLegion.com. And let's jump into the news. Let's do the gaming and tech. And remember, E3 is going on right now, so gaming and tech is easily our largest section of the day. All of that being said, I have a few follow-ups to touch on that some of them come from E3, not all of them. The first one being Cyberpunk 2077. This one does not officially come from the E3 goings-on right now. Cyberpunk is returning to the PlayStation Store on June 21st. So if you missed your chance to download Cyberpunk 2077 and see all of the crazy, all of the glitches and bugs and so on and so forth, well, you're not going to get to see those glitches and bugs now necessarily, even though Sony is saying you might want to avoid the current gen version still, because they still haven't got it fixed 100%, I guess. But either way, yes, it's finally coming back. So if you are a PlayStation player, go download it after June 21st. Our next follow-up is E3 related. Super Smash Brothers, we've talked about the DLC and all of the rumors that have been going around with the next DLC character. Well, if you missed today's E3, or today as I'm filming this, yesterday as you're watching this, or listening, whatever, E3, their Treehouse announcement, it's their present, the Nintendo presentation, they announced that, I'm sorry, I've never been able to pronounce this name properly, but Kazuya Mishima from Tekken is going to be in Smash Brothers Ultimate. Yes, you heard that right. Kazuya is coming to Smash Brothers. He is the next guest DLC character. Wow, the gameplay looks amazing. I am super impressed of how they have integrated this character into Smash Brothers. Check the link in the description for the official trailer. Go look for the in-depth gameplay breakdown. There's going to be a bunch more as the time moves on. Between now and the 28th, they're going to be releasing a lot more stuff about this. That's awesome. We have to keep going. Our next follow-up has to do with Halo Infinite, and it is correct that the multiplayer is going to be free to play. That's freaking awesome. But we also have a couple other follow-ups in that both multiplayer and the main game proper are going to be expanded upon for months and months and presumably years to come. They're actually already working on the first expansion for the main game proper, it sounds like. So no official release date has been announced just yet, though E3 is not done, so that might happen. Might. But right now we are still expecting it by holiday season this year. No announcement when multiplayer is going to become, if it's going to be the exact same time, or if it's going to come sooner or later. I don't know. We don't know. We will keep tabs. The free multiplayer, that's going to be so, and it's all current and next gen. So Xbox One and the Xbox Series consoles are all getting all of this. So yes, please and thank you. Next, we're talking more E3 related. Resident Evil Village is getting DLC. That's all they said. They also said that the Reverse, Resident Evil Verse, the multiplayer game, is pushed back not indefinitely, but to a date that they have not specified just yet. Then we also have one last piece, and that is Psychonauts 2. We've talked about Psychonauts 2. That's why this is a follow-up. Psychonauts 2 now has an official release date. That official release date is August 25th. Yes. Check the link in the description for the gameplay trailer. Wow. Looks pretty freaking awesome. All right, so news coming out of E3. We have Fatal Frame, Maiden of Blackwater. It has been announced that it's no longer going to be a Wii U exclusive. Thank the lords above. All of you survival horror game fans will be super happy about this because Fatal Frame is a great franchise. I have not played this game specifically, but it is coming to all current and next-gen gaming consoles. So PS4, Xbox One, Switch, as well as PS5, Xbox Series, so on and so forth. I believe even PC was made, was in the announcement, though. Don't quote me on that one, because that one I don't remember specifically. Anyway, so yes, awesome. Trailer in the description. Next, we're talking about... Actually, not a trailer. It's just a link to the announcement. Anyway, next, we're talking about probably the biggest announcement, the biggest new game announcement coming out of E3, as far as I'm concerned so far, and that is Metroid freaking Dread. Wow! That's all I can say about this freaking trailer. Oh man, I'm just gonna keep gushing if we don't move on. So Metroid Dread is the actual news around this game is that this is going to be the conclusion of the story arc that started on the original game on the NES, which is weird to think about. Like, I didn't realize they were all connected like that. I've just played through, I think, all of them, but the Game Boy Advance game? Is that what that one came out on? Metroid Fusion? I don't remember. Metroid Fusion is the one that I haven't played. But I've played the rest of them, and they're all freaking amazing. So this is going to be a 2.5D side-scroller shooter. So it's everything's rendered in 3D graphics, but it's all side-scrolling stuff. It looks so awesome, and it's incorporating some new gameplay stuff that is just incredible. Go check out the trailer linked down in the show notes. Moving right along, like I said, or I'm just going to keep gushing because that looks amazing. Starfield is the next piece we're talking about. Bethesda has unveiled, finally, some more about the game. Looks like it's going to be somewhere around Skyrim in space, pretty much. There is a link in the description that goes into a little bit more detail about what to expect from the game. But we do know one other primary thing about Starfield, and that is it's going to be an Xbox exclusive, suckers! So the trailer was amazing. We don't know a whole bunch about this just yet, aside from basically Skyrim in space. But it still looks pretty awesome. We're moving on. Next piece is actually is kind of, I believe we had a rumor about this a little bit ago, and that is the Final Fantasy games 1-6 are getting remastered, kind of. Not the same way that Final Fantasy 7 is getting remastered, because that would be quite the undertaking. But we do have word that there is going to be pixel remasters of the first 6 games. So this normally would have been a PlayStation exclusive because Square Enix does only PlayStation stuff as it is. But the weird thing about this is so far only Steam and mobile have been announced. Presumably, eventually it will find its way onto the PlayStation 5, potentially the PlayStation 4, but I wouldn't put money on 4. Definitely 5 down the road at some point, assuming it does good enough numbers. But that has yet to be announced. So very strange situation. We're moving on. Our last piece of new news, because everything else is going to be just awesome new game trailers. So new news is Outer Worlds 2 has been announced. Again, thank you, Xbox and everybody, BioWare Studios. I love those guys. I'm pretty sure that's who that was. Obsidian. Ah, there we go. Sorry, brain fart. Obsidian has announced that Outer Worlds 2 is coming. That's all they've announced. If you watch the trailer that I have linked in the show notes, you will understand why I'm giggling at that announcement. But yeah, it's great. We're moving on. So now, new game trailers of note from the last 2 days of E3. We have Avatar Frontiers of Pandora. Interesting. We have Guardians of the Galaxy. This is a new game from Square Enix that will not be tied to the movie franchise. So the likenesses are not going to be of the actors. They are original. It's an original story and it's an original design for each of the characters. So keep that in mind. We do have a new DLC for Marvel's Avengers. It's the Wakanda Forever expansion. Looks pretty awesome. Dragon Ball Z's I'm sorry again with the foreign names. I'm terrible with them. Kakarot and A New Power Awakens. That also looks amazing. If you're a Dragon Ball Z player or fan at all, then that definitely is where you're going to be migrating. Shin Megami Tensei also just announced today as I'm filming this. Number 5. That series is just such an enigma to me, but it's huge, so we have to talk about it. Link again in the description, the show notes, whatever. And then we have WarioWare finally getting another console release on the Switch. This one is called Get It Together. I love WarioWare games. They are freaking awesome and super addicting. WarioWare, I used to work at a game at GameStop. So when WarioWare first came out for the GameCube, that shows how old I am. When WarioWare first came out for the GameCube, we had to take it off of our display because all of the employees just kept playing WarioWare. And so I made the comment then, and I will make that comment every time WarioWare gets brought up in conversation. WarioWare is the video game equivalent of crack. Yeah, so WarioWare, super addicting, super excited. Our final noteworthy, there's a bunch more trailers that have come out over the last few days, but these are the ones that are noteworthy to me anyway. I mean, there's Forza Horizon 5 or whatever, Forza 5 Horizon, whatever. That one looked good, but I'm not a race car driver game guy, so it's not super relevant. Anyway, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2 was announced. So they kind of faked us out with the Treehouse this year, because when they made the Smash Brothers announcement, they kind of were shielding who was carrying Ganon to the cliff to throw him off. It looked like it was somebody, maybe a larger version of Link somehow, which is weird. So I was like, is this the Breath of the Wild 2 trailer? And then no, it was the Smash Brothers DLC trailer. But then we got an actual Breath of the Wild 2 trailer, and that was amazing as well. So go check it out. I'm just going to keep gushing if we don't move on. So that is all we have for video games for this episode, nerds. Okay, so TV streaming. again, kind of overly focused on E3, so TV streaming and movies and the rumor mill all are super short. So if you're on one of these syndicated outlets, then that's why I also included the gaming section today, because it's gigantic. Anyway, we are talking about TV streaming. Right now, TV streaming, we have one follow-up, and that is The Book of Boba Fett. And it would seem, according to Ming-Na Wen's Twitter account, that they have wrapped primary photography for the series. If nothing else, they have wrapped her involvement in the primary photography. So you can go, I mean, it's kind of vague, so this could just be all for naught, but it does seem to be that, the very least, like I said, she has wrapped, because she's talking, she hashtag rap gifts. So that only kind of tells you potentially one of two things. Anyway, that is the follow-up for this section, but we do have a brand new piece of news just announced from Disney Plus, and it's not Marvel related, weird, but it is Disney, like cartoon anime related, and that is, well, in live action, but whatever. That is, the Beauty and the Beast is getting a prequel series on Disney Plus. It's going to focus on Gaston and LeFou, and Luke Evans and Josh Gad are both returning for this series on Disney Plus. It is going to be a limited series. It's only going to be 8 episodes, probably only going to be 1 season. So yeah, it's going to be how Gaston and LeFou become friends and partners, which, not that kind of partners, just partners in crime, it would seem. So yeah, that is the TV streaming section, nerds. Now we're going to talk movies again fairly quickly, and it's mostly follow-ups. So follow-ups for today's episode are, Toxic Avenger has made another casting announcement, and that is Kevin Bacon is going to be the villain. Now, remember, Peter Dinklage so far is going to play the main character to some degree. We still don't know if he's going to be both Toxie and I can't remember Toxie's name before he becomes Toxie, but the regular version of Toxie, or just one or the other. I would assume just the pre version and then probably the voice for Toxie. But again, we have no idea because it's Troma, and Troma always wants to throw you curveballs because that's what Troma does. So yeah, Kevin Bacon, though, the villain for this just craziness. All right. The next piece is kind of squashing a rumor that we didn't actually ever address because it happened yesterday and then got squashed this morning. So again, as I'm filming this, that's the time frame. But then as you're watching or listening, it was 2 days ago that it was made known, and then yesterday that it was squashed. So actor Tyrese Gibson came out and said, yes, Morbius is going to be part of the MCU. And then all of the nerdy news outlets went, what? This is crazy. And then Sony came out and said, no, Tyrese doesn't know what the heck he's talking about because he's just a stinking actor. So yeah, don't take an actor's word for whatever is going to go on in the lore, because especially when it has something to do with the larger picture, because they really don't know what they're talking about ever, unless they're huge nerds into the whatever the IP is, or if they've been doing, like, it was Battlestar Galactica and it was like the seventh season of Battle, I don't know, I don't remember how many seasons Battlestar got, but either way, if it's been going for a long time, then yeah, maybe that actor will have an idea of the greater mythology. If it's just a stinking movie, then probably don't take the actor's word for it when the larger picture is involved. Maybe if it's something specifically to do with the movie, sure. If it's where the movie lands in the mythology at large, yeah, they probably have zero clue, especially if it's their first movie in the franchise. Whatever, I'm beating a dead horse, we're moving on. Our final follow-up has to do with the Scream movie, and Scream has wrapped principal photography. So that's pretty freaking cool. The other cool thing was this was announced on Drew Barrymore's talk show. So kind of come full circle kind of stuff. So yeah, we're getting closer to seeing whatever this reboot, restart, whatever thing is for Scream. And I'm interested, so we're going to keep tabs. But we're moving on to our one piece of news. And this one is kind of a follow-up, but kind of just awesome in and of itself. So we put it in the regular news section. And that is A Quiet Place 2 is the first movie post-pandemic to break $100 million on its opening week in theaters. So box office numbers are over $100 million. Congratulations to everybody involved. I still have yet to watch it, which kind of is driving me crazy because I love that first movie so much. So yeah, that's pretty freaking awesome. But that's also all we have for the movie section. All right, rumor mill. Short and sweet. It is the beginning of the week, so that's kind of, I didn't dig super hard for rumors. These are just the ones that came as I was doing my regular research. So, first and foremost, we do have one confirmation coming out of E3. Like I said, E3 is going on, so things kind of are slowing down-ish on the periphery. So Mario plus Rabbids is in fact getting a sequel, so that's pretty freaking awesome. But in the actual rumors, we only have two. The first of the rumors is that Wakanda Forever, the second Black Panther movie, has cast their Namor. So rumor based on rumor, you already know how high that can go. But Tenoch Huerta Meja, who was from Narcos on Netflix, is the one rumored to have been cast to play Namor for the film. Again, no confirmation that Namor is going to be in this film. Only rumor is saying that Namor is going to be here. So we can't go above 50%. Narcos is huge. This dude's been in a couple of other biggish things, kind of in the periphery or as an extra or whatever, but he's been there. So Narcos being as big as it is and him being a part of that kind of lends itself to this. So we are going to go all the way up to that 50% because why not? But again, we don't know for sure that Namor is going to be here, so we can't say any more. Moving right along to our final rumor and our final piece for the entire episode, and that is about the Ahsoka Tano series. Again, only minorly been announced and that's all we know is that it might happen. Disney could still pull the plug, but they did say, hey, we're working on an Ahsoka series. So the rumor is that Barriss Offee, who was also from the Clone Wars series, is supposedly going to be making an appearance in this series. So what with Favreau and Filoni being the guys in charge of the series, it would seem, and, Filoni being the guy who knows kind of what the fans want, mostly. I mean, he has, thrown some curveballs in there from time to time, but by and large, everybody loves Filoni. Filoni's our sweetheart. Favreau is kind of brilliant, and I mean kind of, but I mean absolutely brilliant. I love Jon Favreau in so many ways, and that sounded a lot weirder than it should have. Anyway, so yeah, this rumor, I want this to be, but the source is super, super weak. And it's they say it's coming from other sources, from their inside sources, as it were. But really, they're just putting pieces together that there's no real reason to think that those pieces fit necessarily. So I can't go above 50% just because of who the source is. So all of that being said, that is your rumor mill for this episode. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com, if that's not where you're already listening to this, and check out all of the other podcasts we offer on the subjects. If you want to go deeper into the nerd news or just do other generally nerdy things, you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.